Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States. And today I'm the preacher as well, with a preaching I'm calling, Those Things That Divide. Our reading is from 1 Corinthians. Paul writes, I have applied all this to Apollos and myself for your benefit, brothers and sisters, so that you may learn through us the meaning of the saying, nothing beyond what is written, so that none of you will be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? Thus ends the reading. You know, despite doing this podcast, I don't really listen to a lot of social media. But someone recommended one the other day that I listened to. It was a priest who said he had carefully researched the numbers in the election in the United States in 2016, and he knew about the exact number of Catholics who had voted for Hillary Clinton for president. The number, he said, was zero, because no Catholic would vote for Hillary Clinton. And if any, of course, so-called Catholics did, by that very fact, they're not really Catholic. That statement is absurd and troubling on a number of levels. I'm just going to pull out one today. This idea of who's the real Catholic, who's the super Christian, and nobody else is really good enough. You know, our faith is a gift of God. We don't generate it. No one does. You can accept or reject it, but you don't make it. And when Paul says, look, nothing beyond what is written, we like to make these subcamps of the really pure inside the faith. These are the really good people, the rest of them. Well, we're not even sure if they're Catholic or if they're Christian or whatever. No. No, we got no right to be doing that. And all our attempts to do that, they just divide people by the one thing that should unite us, our faith. So don't go beyond. If someone is a Christian, they're a Christian. And all Christians are equally Christian. We need to move beyond this idea of super Christian, or those we can trust, or the really pure and everybody else is suspect. That is not God's way. Jesus came to unite us. Let's not let that faith divide us.